Gretchen.
Hey, how are you doing, Lily?
You wake up and suddenly let's do that again. That's not good enough. You wake up and suddenly
I'm fine. A bit cold outside, but I intend to warm up the place tonight.
Belgium.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I came here quite often, I used to do like little TVs and things. Never really did concerts here. I used to do half playback as well. Mm-hmm. You know half playback? You know what half playback is? Mm-hmm. When you sing, you take the voice off the backing track and you sing to the backing track.
Ah, yes.
And I used to do a lot of, with the agent. The agent name was René Vlaine or something like that. And he's probably retired now, you know. But I haven't been here for a long time. In fact, I haven't been anywhere for about 15 or 20 years.
But you live in the UK, so it's quite near. Do you come maybe incognito to buy some chocolates or French fries?
Or coffee shops.
Surprising when we see picture of you, actual picture, because you've got dreadlocks, eh? You converted 14 years ago to
right.
Rastafarian.
Right, yeah.
What is that? So it's known related to reggae and pot. Do you smoke pot?
Well, I mean, it's the truth is people tend to associate it with it. It's not everybody that smokes, you know? It's not everybody that smokes.
What do you see? Is it warm? Is it tender? When you think you need?
It's a movement. It's a religious movement that I think is very important, not just for black people. I think everybody in general. It's an understanding of life.
It's more than a haircut.
Oh yeah, it's a spiritual way of life. It's really about finding and associating with Jesus Christ. No one teaches us this thing. Even the churches don't tell us about this thing.
And it's about respect and equality between people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people look at it and think, well, yeah, it's just about pot smoking. It's not. It's a very serious thing.
So much dream when you did perform this song When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Gets Going with Michael Douglas,
Danny DeVito, Kathleen Turner.
What kind of memory do you keep?
Well, it was a great memory. I mean, to get an opportunity to be involved with something like that, it's one of them sort of things that if you dreamt about it and wanted it, you probably wouldn't get it. It just sort of fell in my lap, a great opportunity. I was offered to write the backing track for Jewel of the Nile and took it and wrote the song, but didn't really expect that Michael Douglas and Danny DeVito and Kathleen Turner would want to appear in the video. I mean, I was like, thank you, Father, bless him.
Yeah, and the clip video, it was not in front of a real audience, or was it finally...
No, the video itself?
Yes.
No, we did the video in a place called the Academy in Brixton.
Mm-hmm.
The place wasn't used at all. It was defunct. And if you look at the video, you'll see smoke coming out of our mouth. The place was cold and it wasn't being used for years.
Yeah.
My kids show me things and say, Dad, why don't you do this? And they show me different things over and over again, and I still can't get it. Academically, I was never very bright, so I'm not surprised. They show me how to text, they show me how to read, get messages, and I never remember, so I just leave it. My mobile phone is just for making calls and accepting calls, and that's it. But one day I'll get into MySpace and YouTube and all these different things.
Of your album expected to 2008?
Yes, my album is coming out. I'm not going to tell you the name of the album yet. Wait, it's a surprise. But most of it was done at my studio in the Caribbean in Grenada. So you can expect that a lot of the influences would be there. Some reggae, a bit of calypso, you know, pop songs. Still commercial songs, but slightly different flavor.
Always used to talk about the heart.
Thank you very much, Mr. Billy Ocean. Have a nice evening, a great show.
Thank you, Lily. Lovely meeting you. Take care.
Sometimes I wonder by the look in your eye when I'm standing outside the evil bird.
I went to Ethiopia about 2 months ago, something like that. The reason why I went, it was because it was the millennium, and associated with a lot of other like-minded, you know, people like myself. We had, you know, religious celebrations. We prayed, we met, we talked. It's a necessary thing, because there's no, you know, for black people coming from all over the world, there's no common denominator. Like, say, for example, you know, a Muslim is a Muslim, any part of the world he is, because of his common denominator in the religion. We just scattered all over the place. So for me, I find this a very important movement for us. And it's very positive. And it's all about peace.